My people, which are called by my holy name, will humble themselves and seek my face. If they pray. Welcome to Worship in the Word. Today we are turning to Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13.
And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Okay, this is kind of a difficult passage to understand, with Jesus saying that he's not come to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance. And I struggled with that for some time until I really understood the Jewish roots of repentance, which, of course, the word is teshuva, and we're titling this series Teshuva, Our Journey with God. And teshuva is, of course, translated as repentance, but it's more than just a singular act. It's really a lifestyle. And Jesus, in speaking about those that were righteous, really, he was talking about people that were self-righteous. They thought that they were okay. They thought that they were living a holy life. In fact, the Pharisees and scribes were set aside for the work of God. They were God's church. At that time, Pharisee means one that's separated or called out. So they were striving to live a most holy life. And perhaps many of you that are listening to this podcast are doing your best to try to live a good life for God. But sometimes we think that we can do this thing on our own. And this was the way that the Pharisees had taken. They had developed what would be called a works righteous system. And we see this in the world today. We see it in churches. We see it in many places where people are seeking the truth. They think that they can work their way to the kingdom of God. But Jesus said that he came to seek the sinners. Now, in Hebrew, a righteous one is called a tzaddik, and a sinner, in particular, a sinner who is seeking God is called a Baal Teshuva. And so we see that Jesus was reaching out to those people that were crying out for him. The Pharisees thought they were okay. There was a book written years ago, "I'm okay, you're okay." No, we're not okay. We need God, and he has a particular way that he wants us to come into the kingdom, and that is through teshuva. That's through repentance. Let's go on to the next verse. The next verse describes, in particular, God uses, this is Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, and Jesus is using the metaphor, a parable, of two men praying in the temple. And so we get a stark contrast between one who claims righteousness and the other one who knows that he is not righteous and he is crying out to God. Let's hear what he has to say here.
"And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves."
Okay, did you hear that? He said that this parable was directed to those that trust in themselves. Okay.
"That they were righteous and despised others."
Okay. You got two things here going. One, not only they feel that they're righteous, but they look down on others. I mean, we see this in the world today. A lot of people are turned off by churches because they come in and they, you know, people can speak through body language. They say that body language speaks more than vocal language, but they get the feeling that they're looked down upon and that there is this self-righteous, it's a stinking attitude. It's a devilish attitude. We need to expunge this on every church in the world. Christians, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
"Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican."
Okay. One of them's a dedicated servant to God, and the other one is just a regular Joe that came off the street working for a living. Let's see what they say here.
"The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted."
May God help us, those of us that are attempting to do the work of God, that we don't get the attitude like that Pharisee, because believe me, it can get, that attitude can become part of our life. We can begin, as we do the work of God, we can develop an attitude, and God wants to correct his church. And by the way, this call for teshuva is not dependent. You don't have to be outside of the church. You can be a top preacher. You can be a pastor of a church of 10,000, or you can be a Bible college professor. You can be a general in the army. You can be, I don't care what position in life, whatever your status is, doesn't matter with God. We have to come in to the kingdom of God like this one that beat his breast. Now, we don't have to beat our breasts, but Jesus used this as a word picture of contrition. And if we begin looking at our past life, we can get depressed. But I'm here to give you good news that as we work through teshuvah, God is able to take all of these episodes, whether they're offenses that happened to us or things that we did or words that we said, people that we hurt, doesn't matter. The Bible is filled with people that did dastardly deeds and came in repentance to God. Amen. And God worked through those things. Now, in the study of teshuvah, you study what the rabbis say about these Baal teshuvahs, the ones that have, you might call it a checkered past. Anybody here have a checkered past? I can vouch to that and how God heals it. But they say that as a Baal teshuvah, this is the one that's doing teshuvah, the sinner, like Jesus came to call to teshuvah, as they go through their episodes of their past life, God heals them, and he makes a mosaic out of them. He creates something of beauty. The prophet Isaiah said, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the spirit of mourning. We mourn about these things in the past. We wake up in the morning and sometimes we think about them. We wish we could do something about them. Well, hello, folks. We can do something about them. We can do the work. The Bible, I often wondered what it meant, the works of repentance. Well, the works of repentance are going through our entire past life and redoing them and recommitting these things and using these as a building block to build ministries. We can, as a former alcoholic, I can tell you that any alcoholic that desires freedom from this terrible condition can get healing from God. Amen. Praise God. A drug addict, alcoholic, any addiction like that. So God can use those horrible things of our past to make things of beauty. He said in Romans 8:28, all things work together for them that love the Lord. If you love God and you're called according to his purpose, every man and woman has a call upon your life. Believe me, this whole doctrine of predestination and election and all this is bogus. Every man, Jesus said, I would that all would come to teshuvah. That means you, me, everyone, the one in your family that would think that it could never come to God. Believe me, he's in God's crosshairs. And you begin to pray and together we can heal our world. Praise God. God bless you, and thank you for being with us at Worship of the Word.